EasilyLawn.com.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Biggest mistake of the show ever. I mentioned hand, foot, and mouth disease with Noah Syndergaard. And all of a sudden, everybody's sending us pictures of a hand, foot, and mouth disease now. This is disgusting. Ray the Coke Man. Hand, foot, and mouth disease, no joke. I got it from my toddler back in February. This is similar to chicken pox when adults get it. It's much worse for adults than children. Seriously, one of the sickest I've ever been in my life. Check out my hands. I gotta be honest with you, man. That's disgusting. I don't know what it is. I don't know how you get it, but that's disgusting. Texture, hand, foot, mouth disease, no joke. As an adult, lost skin and nails on my hands and feet. Most painful thing I've ever had. I got it at age 33 of all things. You guys don't have to send me pictures of all this. So Sergeant Parsons said, got the same virus from my two-year-old. Very rare. I had no idea. How come it's taking me this long to find out that much about hand, foot, and mouth disease? I still say that Syndergaard has something to do with hair products that cause it on his. Sean Simpsonville said, I know a guy that had hand, foot, and mouth disease. He said he wouldn't wish upon anybody. Yeah, and he agrees. We mess up when we allow pictures on here. I want to see those pictures. It looks disgusting, doesn't it?
That is disgusting, yes.
Ugh.
Very sorry that you had to deal with that, but like, ugh. Yikes.
Hey, did you keep up with the Yankees while you were gone?
Yes. Yes, I did. I didn't get a chance to watch any, but, you know, we followed on Twitter along.
Yeah. Just kind of treading water a little bit. The All-Star break kind of needed that a little bit. And split with the Mets. Didn't play last night because of the rainout.
Yep, in
the
postponed it.
Yeah. But five games back now. Boston is just on this pace, man. Let me tell you what they're on pace for. I always bring my calculator to do this now. This is going to be one of those very, very, very rare years where it's going to be a lot of fun. Continue to follow it down. Boston's on the pace to win 112 games. Like, they just don't lose. Everywhere you go, you just they never lose. Right now, Yankees still the second best record in baseball, five games back. Yankees are on a pace. I love doing this. Yankees on a pace right now to win 105 and not win the division. Braves had the three-game set with the Nationals over the weekend. One game was postponed, so they did a split this weekend, and Philadelphia continues to play pretty well. The Braves are now one game back. They are 96 games in to 162, so we've got 66 games left. Braves, one game back. Braves are going to stay in this thing. I think that's pretty simple to see. But maybe the Nationals get it going a little bit. Nationals, six games back. I think all three teams have a chance in that division. We'll continue keeping up with all of that. Told you the strange news of Tony Sperano, guy that was the head coach at the Miami Dolphins, was offensive line coach up at with the Vikings. Had a heart chest pains late last week, went to the hospital, released him, and was found him unconscious, and he passed away. 56 years old.
That's crazy.
Man, you got to think now with all the physicals and all the stuff out there, of course, your heart, you know, who knows? That was a sad news to report there to see all that. Telephone number 654-ROAR, a reaction Monday. What'd you think? Golf tournament? Major League Baseball, college football weekend. I still have not heard from anybody, any of the ladies who went to the ladies' clinic this weekend. They live by this motto, what goes on at ladies' clinic stays at ladies' clinic. So we don't get any information out there, but I'm looking for someone to break code, break ranks,
yep.
Be the super agent spy,
yep.
And kind of tell us a little tidbit what they learned. What was the best part of it?
Nothing too crazy.
No. Just keep your big secrets.
A little insight.
Yeah. Give me a little bit of insight. So did you go and how did it go? Fear the Turtle did not go to the ladies' clinic this weekend. Good morning, Fear the Turtle. How you doing?
Morning, Vicky. How are you?
Very well, buddy. Very well. Hope you are. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah. Did all right this weekend. Is it true that Zach, you got engaged over the holiday that you were gone?
Yes, it is.
Wow. And you still proposed even though she questioned your automotive skills?
yeah, I did.
I guess it's a good thing Mickey's got some extra rooms over there.
Yes. Yeah. Rooms in the end.
The other reason I called is, man, it's going to do my heart so good to see the Yankees losing the wild card this year. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. Okay?
Come on.
You guys offered us Brandon Drury for Machado. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's been a good trade for you. Yeah, it'd be a good trade. Brandon Drury, he's a nice, cagey veteran.
Yeah, on what? MLB The Show? Are you kidding me?
He would have given you a good veteran presence in the locker room.
Hey, we're not winning again until 2023. I don't need a veteran presence in my locker room, okay? What I need is guys like Justice Sheffield and Andujar and Medina.
No.
I need guys like that.
Okay? No. That wouldn't happen. I'll tell you, did you like any of your prospects? Prospects are hard, you know, but you got five prospects. You like any of them?
Actually, I think it's a better trade than after looking into it.
Yeah.
You know, for the game's changed. The days of, you know, the Cubs giving up everybody for Chapman for 2 months, that's over with. Everybody values prospects. And I get it. They're controllable.
Right. That's right.
I think Diaz will be a very good player. The pitcher, Kremner,
right.
He pitched last night in Double-A, 6 innings pitch, 1 hit.
Nice.
He's probably not far. The reliever, Pop, he's a two-pitch reliever, but he's consistently in 97, 98. Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering what we'll get back for Britton because he's gone this week. You know, you guys will probably offer a bag of baseballs for him, but that's not going to happen. So,
always got Brandon Drury out there.
We can throw the batting tee in there if you needed to.
Yeah.
So we can throw the batting tee in there if you want it.
Yeah, a couple of extra helmets. Yeah.
All I know is I'm excited. We're 3 games up on the Kansas City Royals for the first pick next year. So you got to look at it positively, guys. All right?
Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. It's like I remember for years and years, I did a show with Kwok for years. And Kwok would say, man, trade deadline, we need to get rid of this guy, this veteran, because, boy, the prospects are great.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, they're controllable. So it saves you some money. I get it. You know, we might hit on the big end and compete. But after a while, you got to do more than just prospects.
Oh, of course.
You got to compete at some point in time in there. Like the Reds, Cincinnati Reds have been prospect bound for forever and ever and ever. Let me look that up, by the way. Bear with me 1 second here. We'll get a little Cincinnati Reds, little history for the Reds here. Get a little Cincinnati Reds year by year. See how that goes for them. Because, boy, they just, it's going to be great. It's prospects. Going to be awesome with prospects. Cincinnati Reds have not been, they've made the playoffs. How old are you, Zach, or Mr. 24?
25.
What year are you born?
93.
In your lifetime, they've made the playoffs 4 times. In your lifetime, they've never won in your lifetime, they've never won a playoff series. In your lifetime, they've won 2 playoff games. In your lifetime, they've won, they've won been over 500. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What year are you born?
93.
6 times in your lifetime they've been over 500.
Yikes.
But it's the prospects. We got some great prospects. You know, at some point in time you gotta win some baseball games. They've won their division in your lifetime. Well, they did it when you were 1 year old. They won a division twice in your lifetime. So it's tough, man. At some point in time, you got to win some games. You got to get it done and just win some games. 654 Roar. Bill is in Anderson. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. My sister went to the ladies' clinic a couple of years ago. She came down from Nashville, Tennessee to go. And she said one of the things that it really impressed her, and it says something about the culture over there, is after about three-fourths of the way through it, she realized, you know, you go through everything and you see all these motivational signs. She only saw the word win on one sign the whole time, and that was the sign that had the goals, you know, win the first game, win the division, win the conference, win your last game. So every other sign was all about citizenship, conditioning, effort, attitude, and things of that sort. But it wasn't beat so-and-so and win this and win that and all. It was all about citizenship more than anything else. And somebody finally had asked him about that. He said, well, if you take care of all of that, the winning takes care of itself.
Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? Because as fans, all we talk about is winning, 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 winning. And over there, they worry about process, process, process. You know, do the things you have to do on a daily basis. And there's other things to take care of itself.
Yeah, but she said that she was really impressed with that. And I know that she really did, you know, was really thought it was good because she went to Meredith College in Raleigh, and she's always been a real big State fan, NC State.
Right.
And a little bit later, she was talking about the football team, and she said, we. I said, now, wait a minute. You just said we, and you were talking about Clemson. Did you realize that?
A convert. We'll take all the converts we can have.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. The ladies have been good about it. The last couple of years, I've tried to coax. Is that the right word? Coax. Information out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what goes on there stays there. And they've been very, very good about not coming across with any information. Tech said, yeah, Mickey, why are you leaving out 1990 season, huh? The Big Red Machine Part 2 on the rise, 2020, baby. Well, first of all, because Zach Orr was born in 1993. So we're trying to do it in his lifetime. Second of all, 2020, you can say it all you want to. You're 43-56. You're 15 and a half games back. You have the fourth worst record in the National League.
Imagine only being excited about your team every 30 years.
Oh, couldn't do it.
Imagine that.
Couldn't do it, man. Reds. Crazy. Tiger Todd writes in, good morning, fellas. First off, congrats to Zach on getting an engagement. Mickey, have you ever played Cobblestone Park Golf Club in Blythewood? On the way there for my son's qualify for the drive, chip, and putting challenge. Just wondering how nice it is. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. I went one time back when it was like the Spur or something. I think that's what I'm talking about, where it's just the Gamecock Club thing, and they said no Tigers allowed. I was supposed to speak one time. My buddy was the head superintendent there for years and years ago, which are like their university course that they have there.
Yep.
And I was supposed to speak there back in the early 90s or mid 90s. I was doing some radio there in Columbia and I had my magazine. And I was supposed to speak there. And the day before, they set up like 6 months in advance. And the day before, my buddy called me up and goes, I'm sorry, man. Mike McGee shut it down. Their athletic director said, we're not having him here.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't blame him, man. What, you know, I was going to be fair and give him a good speech, but didn't go over too well. Had a Gamecock coach call me one time, and he played at Lenoir Ryan, and he said, hey, we know you got your, he goes, how come you don't say anything nice about us, about our recruiting? And they were like 4-8 at the time, whatever. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, we know you got your orange underwear on over there. And I said, well, you got your Lenoir Ryan underwear on too? He didn't like that too much. He did not like it too much. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Don't you think this is the worst week? Because next week's practice.
Are we going? We don't get to go to practice this year?
Yeah. We don't know the first day is when it is. Plus, I'm out of town.
Interesting.
That Friday. So
interesting. Going down the beach again.
We'll see. Now, yeah, I'm going down to State Ams this year down in Beaufort. So ooh. we'll see what comes out.
What time does that start? Are we doing a show that Friday?
That Friday we will not.
We're not doing a show.
Nope.
Take a little threer. Taking a quick little threer.
Someone who just took 14 can't tell me about three.
Oh boy.
First of all, it's not threer.
Yeah, you're taking a little threer.
Well, for you then it's not 14.
No, I only took 10.
Well, it's 18.
What?
Wait a minute. How do you take 10, but I take 3?
Oh, because it's different for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Adam and Anderson says, love the show, guys. Hate the Yankees. Family from Cincinnati, I'll be a Red till I die. Yeah. You'll also lose. You know how it seems like. The Reds are just it's a disaster. I know some Red fans. I got a good friend of mine who's a Red fan. I didn't know he was a Red fan until I saw his license tag the other day. I was like, what is this?
A Red fan till I die. You could put the Reds logo on your gravestone. Mother Nature will eventually wash it away. And when it happens, and when it's finally washed off the face of your gravestone, they will still have 6 winning seasons in your lifetime. They will still not have won a World Series title. Yeah. And they will still be the Cincinnati Reds.
Big Red Machine, 1975. Now, let me try this. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm not looking at anything, okay? Big Red Machine, 75-76. Johnny Bench behind the plate. Pete Rose at third, maybe. Davy Concepcion at short. Joe Morgan at second. Tony Perez at first. You had Ken Griffey in the center in the outfield. You had Cesar Geronimo in the outfield. And who else is in the outfield? Terrific Tom, Terrific Seaver was one of your pitchers in there, maybe. Maybe Raleigh Eastwick maybe was in there a little bit, maybe. Just checking on some of those.
Who were the 3 Hall of Famers?
For the Big Red Machine?
1975.
Well, you've got Johnny Bench.
Yep.
You've got, Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. You got Joe Morgan.
Yep.
And the 3rd Hall of Famer is Tom Seaver. Or, no. He might not have been at 75. He might have been 76.
I don't think you're going to get this one.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get this one.
Not American.
Tony Perez. Yep. Davy Concepcion short. He is not in the Hall of Fame. Ken Griffey's not in the Hall of Fame.
No, he is not.
And Cesar Geronimo's not in the Hall of Fame. But the Big Red Machine, they were good. George Foster in left field. George Boomer Foster in left field. Hitting 52 home runs one of those years, if I remember correctly. Someone pointing that out to me. Good stuff. My friends at Katichi, I spent, Greg Rushing came over the other night. And he brought us dinner, and it was awesome. And I mentioned it on the show the other day. You need to find a way to do this. They've got these take and bakes where you call up and you order this thing, and you bring your food home with you, and you just heat it up. And we had the take and bake. Now, the golf is great. The food there normally is great, but the actually bring home and have it in your home, that's an awesome idea. So check the menu out on a weekly basis over at Katichi. My friends at Katichi, the junior stuff is still going on. To find out more, go to katichi.com, get in touch with Jeff. That's the first weekend in August is the first, it's the inaugural, actually. There's no such thing as first annual. It's the inaugural Katichi David Ledbetter Junior Golf Classic. Find out more about your middle schoolers and high schoolers playing in it. It's going to be awesome. So get in touch with about that. But ask about the take and bake. And that way you get to bring home that food, the awesome gourmet type style food. We had the other night, we had some barbecue and some baked beans, coleslaw and all from over. There's really good stuff. Katichi.com. Join. Take your group over. I tell you what you guys need to be thinking about now, Katichi. You need to be thinking about going in and having a weekend and little stay and play packages that they have. So you get take it, bake it, stay and play. Katichi.com, KatecheE.com. We'll come back. Open phone lines, text, and tweets. Got some college football thoughts from the ACC, SEC Media Days right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering exclusive pricing for listeners. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, moving, need more space in your home or garage? Store your stuff with confidence. Call 502-0099 today and mention the Roar to lock in your offer. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard. Go Tigers!
Honey.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put on some white noise?
Yeah, sure, babe. Yeah.
Ah, so much better.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style with looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers, next level tees for gamers, sporty looks for first day goals, unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
I got a message for you.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the
way. Welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. Hour number three, well underway here. We'd love for you to join us here this morning. 654-ROAR is the telephone number, 654-7627, of course. And then our text line, 986-1566. That's 864-986-1566. Some of you out there are probably wondering, hey, why can't I listen on the app this morning? We are working on that issue. It's a bit of a coding issue at the moment, and we're looking to resolve that and relatively soon. And we're hoping to get that to you as soon as possible. But you can listen on our website right now, wccpfm.com/listen. That's wccpfm.com/listen. This segment, of course, is brought to you by Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty. It's at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. You can call their sales team today at 64-324-0650. Granger Nissan has all kinds of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. Looking on their website right now, the Nissan Versa from $1,275 is one of the main things that they're advertising this morning. Go over and see them today. Again, Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina, 864-324-0650. Our good friends at And our Granger Nissan of Anderson.
Very cool stuff. You know, I was in Buford this weekend. There's a Granger Nissan of Buford. Or
is
Savannah.
Right?
Savannah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Savannah. Okay. So, yeah, they do a great job there. A couple things here in this segment. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on Twitter. This is interesting, I think, on Twitter. Skip writes in at Mickey Potter. My mom just attended her ninth straight women's clinic, and I get nothing from her. The only thing I know for sure is when she was diagnosed with breast cancer on the first, she said that, quote, I get to get on stage and with the other women cancer survivors. True story. They do that where they call up all the breast cancer, all the cancer survivors up this way. And boy, Dabo and Kathleen have just done an unbelievable job. I know they had a big check presentation the other day, and they just do a tremendous job through all that. So just continuing to find more ways to turn these very positive feelings out and to get people involved, and it's really, really cool stuff there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I went late last week, and I looked up, listened to a lot of audio from coaches at the ACC and SEC media days, and there was just not tons of great audio. We'll let you hear through some of it here the rest of this week, too, and kind of mix and mingle this stuff in. I told you, it's talking season. I get it. Everybody wants to have more you know, talking news and notes. I get all that. I didn't have a ton of news and notes out of it. I think that, you know, we look into it a lot of, hey, this coach sounded confident. This coach sounded, I think it says a whole lot of the same things. I can tell you this. I don't get the best feeling out of University of Virginia and Bronco Mendenhall, 8 returning starters on defense, a defense that was not terrible last year, but not a lot of playmakers on offense. And I think that's still going to be their major concern. I think the schedule's manageable for them, though. They get Richmond at Indiana, Ohio, and Liberty as their 4 out-of-conference deals there. On their cross-rival, they have Louisville and at NC State. They get Miami at home, North Carolina at home, Pittsburgh at home. So, you know what? It's manageable. And I think this team can win 6 or 7 again, around a 500 club. I think Pittsburgh's going to be a 500 deal this year. You know, Pittsburgh is going to have a new quarterback. We'll see what comes out of that. Kenny Pickett, you know, among the guys. Ricky Town, the kid from Southern Cal, some of those guys transferring there. But schedule there, again, manageable. Albany, Penn State's not manageable, at Central Florida and at Notre Dame. But their coastal or their Atlantic Division side of it, they get Syracuse, which helps out, no doubt. And who's the other one they get on that side? I'm sorry, the Atlantic side of things. The Syracuse on their side. They get Georgia Tech. I'm sorry. They get Georgia Tech and – I'm sorry, dude. They're on the other side. They get Wake Forest. I mean, I'm doing the idiot stuff this morning. They get Wake Forest and they get Syracuse. So that's manageable as far as that thing goes. Georgia Tech, I think people might be sleeping on Georgia Tech a little bit. 8 returning starters on offense. And, you know, 5 on defense wasn't bad last year, but 8 on offense. They do go to Georgia, but Alcorn State and at South Florida and Bowling Green, that's manageable. They get Clemson at home. It's kind of manageable with at Louisville's the other on the other side of things. So, but to me, they'd be better in 5 and 6 than they were last year. Justin Fuente, I don't know what he's going to have this year. I think they lost too much. But I like them, but I don't know what they're going to have. Duke is a team I think is going to be fairly dangerous. Daniel Jones comes back again. I think Duke's going to beat some people this year. I don't think they're going to win a division. I think North Carolina is still in a rebuild mode and still got too many question marks. To me, Miami is the team with 7 on offense, 7 on defense, including some you know, some position guys, skill position guys. They've got some experience there. But my point through all that is that I didn't learn a whole lot about the Coastal Division. Didn't see a whole lot. I like Dino Babers. I don't know a whole lot about Syracuse. You know, with I think Wake Forest is going to be better than people think. To me, the story, in the, besides Clemson's dominance in the Atlantic, Zach Orman, Store 24, Jack Lake Tonto, is that Wake Forest is not an easy out, and that Boston College is not an easy out. And I don't see a whole lot of difference in Wake Forest, Boston College, NC State, and Louisville. And, heck, maybe even Florida State. There's so many unknowns with Florida State at quarterback and with a new coaching staff. I don't know if there's a touchdown difference between the contenders, or not contenders, but the teams in the Atlantic Division over there, besides Clemson.
I see Boston College and Florida State a little bit ahead of where Wake Forest probably is. Wake Forest loses John Walford, if I'm not mistaken.
They do.
He's gone
Hinton
there.
Comes back. Hinton's suspended for a little bit, but he comes back.
First three games of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a guy that can come back and play right away? Is he going to be in Dave Clawson's good graces, if you will? They lost him on the defensive line. They lost that safety, that Bates kid. I'm not as high on Wake Forest as some people might be.
Bates was a great player. And they lost the pass rush and defensive end.
Yeah.
Who's a great – Duke Igbar, whatever his name is. He's a great player.
I think that could be a step back for Wake Forest this year.
But I'll tell you this.
From 8-5, a step back.
But I'll tell you this about their offense. Dave Clawson is in his fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year he took over – before he got there, by the way, they were averaging 18 points and 18 points. His first year, they were terrible. They averaged 14 points a game. Now, get this. It's a little stat for you, Mr. Or24. You might not know about Wake Forest.
Yep.
They averaged 14 points a game when he first got there. The next year, he averaged 17 points a game. Not very good.
But you're up three.
The next year, 20 points a game.
Up another couple there, yeah.
Last year, they averaged 35 points a game.
Whoa, big jump.
They went from not his first year, they averaged 40 yards a game on the ground. Last year, 189. They went from 40 to 105 to 146 to 189. And they went from, get this, Mr. Or24.
Mm-hmm.
They went from averaging that very first year in which he went 3-9. He's going 3-9, 3-9, 76, and 8-5. They went from averaging 216 yards a game on offense. It's hard to believe that you can average that in Division I football. To the second year, 333. Went down to 311 the third year. Last year, 466 yards a game. They improved by 155 yards per game on offense. And I think that Dave Clawson is a really, really good football coach.
Is that more to do with the offensive line production, or is that John Walford?
I think a little bit of that end scheme-wise.
They bring a lot back of that O-line.
Walford threw it for over 3,000 yards last year. I didn't realize that. 29 touchdowns. Didn't realize that. Dortch, the freshman receivers are really, really good players. A sophomore now. He's a really, really good player. He might have been the best receiver in the league last year as a freshman. 50 catches, 720 yards, 9 touchdowns. He had a good year last year. But and Colburn, the little running back from Irmo, had him a really good year last year, 900 yards and 7 touchdowns. They're going to be good. I think Boston College is a little bit better. Oh, by the way, last year they beat Boston College 34-10, but that was early. Boston College played better late. And they get Boston College on a Thursday night game. I'll tell you this. It's the third game of the year. It's the Thursday night game, September the 13th. Wake Forest Boston College winner will take a step forward in kind of separating from that NC State, Louisville, Wake Forest, Boston College, Florida State deal. Florida State, you know, that they've got their big one early with Virginia Tech. That's their big coming out party, the very first game of the year. Boston College has theirs with Wake Forest on the road on a Thursday night. Louisville's big coming out is that Florida State game on the 29th. Remember, last time they played them at home, they beat them 63-28. So we'll see what comes out of all those. NC State, you don't know a whole lot about NC State till Clemson. Conceivably, NC State, you're buying this for me. NC State has James Madison, Georgia State, West Virginia. I'll tell you that about West Virginia be a big game for them. West Virginia at Marshall, Boston College, or Virginia and Boston College. The West Virginia game is the big game for them.
Is that a neutral location?
Nope. The game's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, there you go.
So, but all those teams have an early game in there that can kind of set the tone for what the Atlantic Division could look like. I didn't learn anything a whole lot out of the ACC media days, coaches, players. I just didn't, and I still don't know who the media who's voted on. Well, I guess we'll get that at some point in time. Be nice to still count votes up there. But anyway, didn't learn a whole lot from that. SEC Media Days, a little more flash, a little more pomp and circumstance come out of it. But didn't learn a whole lot out of it. Again, that's just talking season. This week, this is the week where they all go into their hideaways and all their planning, getting all that done. And then this weekend, you've got a really big event. You've got the big all-in cookout at Clemson. South Carolina have a big recruiting day as well. So looking forward to seeing it. We are at that last little push right before we have actual news coming out. And I'll even warn you with this. Hate to say it, but I'll warn you with this. Control practices, control scrimmages, control media, not learning a whole lot out of that either. I'm just ready for football, man. We are now 40 days, 3 hours, 42 minutes, and 4 seconds away. But who's counting?
40 days.
40 days.
40 days.
That's like just a normal vacation for you.
We were up there at, 53 when I left.
Just a normal little vacay.
Did you see the new little hype video they released?
No.
Because ESPN's in love with Imagine Dragons, that band that, they release every hype video with.
Yeah.
But it's basically a Clemson infomercial is what it is.
Hadn't seen it.
You should give it a little watch. Quick little minute, 30, minute 45.
Really? ESPN deal or Clemson deal?
I believe it was College Game Day, ESPN, that thing.
Oh, really? I did see the latest vlog.
I haven't watched a vlog in a while.
Oh, you're going to like this. You know something they're doing pretty cool over there, and this is all off the season, pretty cool stuff. They have this thing where the honor roll, honor college kids get to come over and spend a few hours with the team over there at the facility and learn more about them.
Cool.
So it's kind of cool, kind of integrating what all that looks like. I thought that was kind of a cool deal coming out of there. Now, tomorrow's show, Tony Morrell will join us. The Gamecocks are pick second. That surprised you? You thought Florida would have been picked second. Sound like to me like you thought it was a Florida deal.
I mean, you can pick anybody in the East, right? It's Georgia and then everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I was not surprised by the margin. I was going through Columbia on Friday.
Sorry.
And I know. It's good news. I was just going through it. That's good. And I was listening to their Gamecock radio thing down there. And they were a little disappointed that the margin was what it was. And at this point, they didn't get more players on there. They didn't have any defensive players. First, second, third team, all SEC.
Mm.
Preseason team. Third team, Zach Bailey on the offensive line. And first team, wide receiver and all-purpose and kicker turn guy, Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel's got to stay healthy, I think, for this offense to do great.
How much can realistically fall on his shoulders for them to be successful?
For Debo?
Yeah.
Heck of a lot. Offense looked different with him last year.
It did.
Look, he's played well. He's had some big games. But he's got to stay healthy.
There's nobody doubting his talent. The guy's unbelievable. But how much can they put on him and still be successful as a team?
I'm gonna offend some Gamecock fans here when I say this. And I don't mean to. You had to have Debo Samuel because, Shia Smith has some speed. But Edwards and Ortre Smith don't run away from you. You got to have somebody take the top off the defense. Debo Samuel is the most important player by far. Because if not, you got some clodhoppers out there that are just plotting along, underneath possession guys that just don't make you respect the deep ball. So, and plus, too, nowadays you just got to have big play capability. You got to have find a way for big play guys. And that's what he was. That's what he does. He's got a lot of pressure on him, no doubt about that. There's a ton of pressure there. Let me do this now. Let me give you our Palmetto Golf Report by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I got a text message from a friend yesterday, and it said, Mickey, spent the weekend at Palmetto Dunes, and everything you say is 100% correct. It was awesome. That's nice to see, man. You guys and girls, keep sending me texts when you head down that way. This summertime, in the summertime, you've got still about 6 more weeks before school's back in. Is that right? 3, 4, 5 more weeks, something like that, before school's back in. So get in touch with the folks at Palmetto Dunes and sneak down. And even when school starts back, you can do 3-day weekends. That Labor Day weekend's a big weekend for them. And then you can start planning your fall golf trips. Then you can start planning your Thanksgiving Day vacations into Christmas, you know, holidays and all this kind of stuff. The point is, planning is the key at Palmetto Dunes. When you're on their email list, there's easy to plan because you get to, you know, so much to it and there's so many great specials that are out there. If you're not on it, get on it. But the longer in advance you make your reservations, the more chances, more opportunities for you to save is Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. On our PalmettoDunes.com, Palmetto Golf Report, great news. You know, Kevin Kisner played great, finished tied for second, shot 66, 70, 68, 74. At the 147th, the British Open, to finish tied for second. A great finish for him, his highest finish in a major. Now, the rest of the PGA Tour, they're over at the Barbasol Championships over in Nicholasville, Kentucky. They finished things up, a little rain-delayed event over there now. And we've got some guys that are in contention. Kyle Thompson is finished. He finished tied for 45th. Jonathan Bird has a few more holes to go. He's 13 under par through 11. He's 32nd right now with DJ Trahan is 13 under through 17. Scott Brown is 14 under par through 16 holes. He's tied for 23rd. William McGirt is 16 under through 15 holes. He's tied for 14th. The leaders right now are Billy Herschel and Blaine Barber and Troy Merritt and Tom Lovelady at 19 under par. Richie Wierenski's one shot back. He's 18 under par heading to today's final round. He's just through five holes, so some time to catch up there. As far as the Barbasol Championships go. So more Palmetto State players in contention. Hey, Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends. Do some planning now, some fall planning at PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful award-winning resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up. Final segment of the show right after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month, we're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy it from Ed Murdoch, you probably paid too much.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies? They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic Soft-Feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
True. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number. 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. 100 years of doing it right. You can't beat it. So great friends over at Harbin Lumber. Man, I love Harbin Lumber. That what it did for me and all our great cabinets and all our great doors, interior doors, and all our insulation stuff they really did for us. I mean, just everything looks awesome. And we could not have done it without them. They are amazing. And I can't say enough about Randy and all the great folks, Wes and all the great folks over at Harbin Lumber. Their new website looks amazing too. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, you want someone to team with you, make it right, done right, knock your socks off with everything they do, is harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Today is the Sunbelt Media Days. Today and tomorrow, American Conference Media Days. Tomorrow, MAC and Northeast Conference and Big South Media Days. And then on Wednesday is the start of the Pac-12 Media Days. But today's a big day, Mr. Orr 24, for Clemson's Dabo Swinney. He is going to be at Bristol headquarters all day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Nick Saban tomorrow. Today's 23rd, right? Yeah. Dabo Swinney's today. Nick Saban tomorrow. And they'll be on all the ESPN shows and, you know, running through their, I hate the car wash stuff, but running through all that.
Well, so, it's good exposure for the brand. Hashtag the brand.
All right. And I would say at some point in time, it might be a good day for the ACC because we might get some, I don't know, it's crazy to think about. We might get some sort of all ACC preseason team and all ACC voting. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of crazy to think about since it was over on Thursday.
Sure.
How long does it take to count votes?
Oh, a while. It's a pretty big number, I guess.
The world moves fast nowadays, right?
Yeah.
It does. Fast in the ACC.
Yeah.
Guarantee if it's basketball, we'd have had it out by now, though. I was reading a story over the weekend. CBS Sports, Yahoo Sports writer, Pete Thamel. Is it Thamel?
Thamel sounds better.
Says, quote, FSU won a national title 5 years ago, so they've not precipitously fallen off the map. But here's where things went sideways at Florida State. And one of those reasons that Jimbo Fisher said he left, he watched Florida State invest in all the wrong facilities while Clemson's administration has done everything right. They have $55 million complex with a slide and a bowling alley and putt-putt. Clemson has become the it school, just like Florida State was in the 90s. It's the it school. He goes on to say that Florida State, they were the it school. And now the same junior high kids watch Deshaun Watson, and they see Dabo, who just has this culture warrior and is beloved like the perfect coach for the millennial generation. He is the connector, or he is a connector He's the opposite of the meathead Larry Fedora type.
The meathead Larry Fedora type.
He's just the quintessential modern era coach. He's positive. He's behind. That's awesome, baby. He's positive. He's behind guys. He's a relentless recruiter. See, that kind of it coach right now is part of the world not named Nick Saban, and they have the it program. The final quote is, they have the dudes. They've recruited. Their defensive line should have 3 first-round picks this year. I like having dudes. give me Fedora's awesome one time.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Give me Fedora getting the hugs. Give me that one right there.
Let me get some hugs out now.
Man.
Welcome to the family.
Get some hugs. That is awesome, man.
That is awesome.
Which one was Batman? Which one was Robin? Because one of them came to Clemson instead. Backed out and came to Clemson.
One of them dudes. They got the dudes.
I like having dudes.
Hey, nothing wrong with the dudes.
I don't consider Larry Fedora a meathead, though.
No? What do you consider?
Well, I mean, look, he came to that. You missed this. The CTE things last week.
Oh, I read it.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem with it because I think what he said is a little bit right, but it's taken out of context. And look, there's right ways to say right things. There's no right way to say the wrong thing. And I don't think he said it right. And I think it was taken wrong. But in the end, I don't totally disagree with what he said. The brain is, we don't have all the information out there, but he didn't come across as saying it the right way, I guess. That's probably the biggest news that came out of that, I would tell you. But I don't consider him a meathead. I think there are other meatheads out there. That's a new term for me, meathead, not because I didn't watch All in the Family. It's just I've never done that with college football coaches. The phrase I always use is the dumb former jock mentality. That, like Ed Orgeron, we're just going to be tougher. We're just going to win the line of scrimmage, and we're just going to be tougher. You know? That kind of guy. You can't be that guy nowadays.
No, of course not.
Nowadays, you got to have that CEO mentality of I'm going to lead a Fortune 500 company, a multi-$100 million company, and you know your leadership skills, all that kind of stuff is going to show up. Matt says, making fun of Fedora. Have you guys heard Dabo? Just because you win doesn't make you any less of a goof. No? Exact opposite, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Woo! Golly!
Matt, whenever you win, you can do whatever you do. You can say whatever you say. You know? You think if Saban was a 500 coach at Alabama,
yep.
You think he could look at the media members and go, what kind of question is that? I'm not answering that. What kind of question? What do you want you to do your job? I'm going to answer that question. I don't have to answer that question. You stay out of my program. You guys are something else and walk out. You think he could do that if he was a 500 coach? The issue here is, Matt, that when you win, to the victor belong the spoils. You can act like however you want to act. And all of a sudden, that's the right way to act. I tell you what Dabo's done. Dabo has changed the way that athletic directors are hiring now. Everybody's kind of looking for the next Dabo Sweeney now. Who'd have thought that? And part of it is he's been around for, it's still hard to believe that basically entering his 10th year here.
10 years.
But athletic directors now, it's just different. You want to hire the next Dabo Sweeney. Young, energetic. You want, you know, the guy that is great with the media, great with the fans. Texas said, if it's stupid, but it works, it's not stupid. That's right. That's exactly right. Brad Hughes, I'm all set. AJ, I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with all set. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughesallset.com. I can get touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I forgive Twitter for just blowing up yesterday. What did you say? That was a heat map?
Yeah, there was a heat map. Reactions during the Open and Tigers charge up the leaderboard.
Went crazy, huh?
It went nuts. It was looking into the surface of the sun.
I thought heat map, man. I thought like, another heat wave coming.
No, I thought
Al Gore's going to be on the old stump again.
No. Nothing like that.
We'll forgive Twitter for putting it out that way. Heat map went crazy Tiger stands on the level tee yesterday with a one-shot lead at the British Open. Pretty cool stuff seeing that. Buddy, we finished things up. First time in a while. Finished things up with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
You mentioned Tiger Woods just now, and I think it bears repeating, of course, Tiger. T6 at the Open this past weekend over in Carnoustie in Scotland there. And, of course, the big news out of that would be his odds for the upcoming major, the last major of the year, the PGA Championship. Opens at a 16-1 favorite. Not favorite, 16-1 odds to win the PGA. Great odds for our friend and superstar, Tiger Woods.
Very cool stuff. My two-minute show brought to you by Eric Dean, EricDean.com for all of your real estate needs. It is our